Along U.S. Highway 6, as it passes through Ligonier, you'll notice a downtown that looks very different than it did 10 years ago. Once abandoned storefronts now advertise weekly sales and daily lunch specials. Another difference, all the signs are in Spanish. Ligonier is experiencing a revitalization because of an influx of Latinos coming here for agricultural and manufacturing jobs. This demographic change, while good for the economy, has been difficult for the West Noble School District, especially as district officials have been forced to revise their curriculum plans to meet the needs of students who don't understand English. Still, advances have been made. Principal Brian Shepard says the district has come a long way from where it was 10 years ago when the first Latino students enrolled here.
At that time, we had no EL classes. It was just she was in my room and do what you can, Brian, and you go down to first grade and you got the picture books and you pointed to kite and you said kite and she repeated kite.
Students at the lowest level of proficiency are separated out from the general classroom. Here at Ligonier Elementary, Latino kindergartners participate in reading exercises.
You like horses?
Yeah, I have horses at my house.
You do? How many?
Four.
Wow.
Shepard says the most important thing a school can do is bring parents into a child's education. This can be a problem, especially in the immigrant community where many adults receive a limited education in their home country before arriving in the U.S. He says districts that are really serious about teaching Latino students need to find ways to reel parents into the school building.
We make this building the most accessible as we can. We want parents to come through the door, and whatever we need to do to make them feel comfortable here, we do.
In addition to remedial classes, the district also provides these kindergartners in-home tutoring and supplemental assignments. As they progress, they're integrated into classrooms with their native English-speaking peers. Rebecca Martinez-Reed is a child psychologist and professor at Indiana University. She's helped a number of historically non-Latino school districts, including Ligonier, absorb an influx of English language learners, or ELL, students and understand their needs. But coming to this understanding is rarely easy. And Martinez-Reed says often when teachers can't reach a non-English-speaking student, they assume the worst.
I often get contracted by districts around the state to do the bilingual evaluations, the ones that they don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole because they're complicated.
Yeah.
In almost in every circumstance, the referral question, which is the reason why they're calling a school psychologist in, has been, can you tell me if this child is mentally retarded? And in every situation, the child has not been mentally retarded. The child has not spoken your language.
Further exacerbating the problem, Ligonier Elementary has no native Spanish-speaking teachers. According to Reed, there are simply not enough people with those skills who are willing to come to teach in rural schools.
A lot of people can go to Mexico for a summer and say, I'm bilingual, but you have very few people who are truly native Spanish speakers and very good at English.
Many districts, including Ligonier, have filled the gaps by hiring foreign-born Latino support staff, such as secretaries, teachers' aides, and tutors, positions that don't require a degree. Still, Reed credits Ligonier for building a community where Spanish-speaking students feel like they belong. It's true, of course, there's still a lot to be done, such as closing a 16% achievement gap that exists between Latino and white students. But that's about the national average. Not bad for a district with a limited number of resources, and much better than, say, California or Connecticut, where the achievement gap is more than 30%. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ben Skirvin.